Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I love the poorly educated.
What'd you do this weekend, Nick? What'd you do?
Some fun? Hauled 2 tons of rocks from my mom's driveway to the backyard.
I hauled something to your mom's house, too.
Backyard, too.
Well, that's okay. You got something done then, huh?
Yeah.
What, did she have 2 tons of rock back there, or what were you doing? Are you building the pole?
She just had a bunch of, she's like doing some landscape. Had a bunch of rocks dumped in her driveway.
Yeah. Right. Make a little riverbed back there or something?
No, just, you know, dumped them in the wheelbarrow. As a,
I want some land.
Even that, like,
you got some exercise.
Hey, something to do.
You got some exercise, right. Yeah.
So you just dumped rocks randomly throughout the backyard.
Yeah, but there's like a spot on the side, like the side of her house.
Yeah, like, okay. Know, details, weeds, details don't matter. Don't answer Todd. But, that's what you did. We get it. Okay. So it was boring, but you did something.
There was that. Grilled.
Right. There you go.
I just like that your mom wanted
a bunch
some
of cocktails.
Wanted some landscaping done, but not too well. So I'll just have Nick do it.
Exactly.
And we found out Craig built a. Craig did some physical too. He built a ramp for a buddy is that's in a wheelchair for now.
You do overstate my case.
You said you helped build a ramp.
Yeah, you said I built.
Oh, okay. You helped build one.
I thought you were going to say for a skateboard or something.
Yeah, he picked up skateboarding for no reason.
Yeah, he's got a half pipe in the back.
And he's going to jump.
Yeah.
And I made 184.
You get that ass back.
You just got a half pipe in the backyard?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah.
Made 184 consecutive 5-foot putts on my putting mat.
Congrats.
That's amazing.
I couldn't miss, man. I was in a zone.
If only you could carry that thing out to the golf course.
I know.
I don't see you doing that in the course.
If only all greens were flat.
Flat, right.
Yeah.
If only I had just nothing but 5-foot flat putts to make.
Right.
I'd be good. I posted it on Facebook.
With no wind.
A lot of people were.
I don't believe it either.
Worried about you. Wondered if you ever raped that putter.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because you do have a history of putter rape.
I do.
But no, Tyler hasn't touched that putter.
History.
He's a known putter rapist.
Play pool all your life.
That's right.
Reggie Jackson is 74 today, Mr. October.
You can look up
Mr.
my
October,
Facebook
October, born in May.
I'm pretty sure that putter isn't even your type.
No. It's going to have a big hole in it.
Doing anything 184 times in a row is impressive.
Yeah, it took me like almost an hour.
Yeah.
And my knee started
acting up. You should have videotaped it.
I had to go put the knee brace on because I was performing a record-breaking athletic activity.
Naturally. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was record-breaking.
Well, personal best.
Oh, yeah.
My personal best before was 61 in a row, so I shattered that.
Shadube.
You did.
Obliterated.
Yeah, because
the previous personal
best. We trust
best.
Todd when he counts.
This is something I'm not going to lie about.
That's not the point.
I wouldn't lie about a hole in one. Some things are sacred to me, and that includes personal best when it comes to golfing accomplishments.
You'd only be cheating yourself.
Yeah. Why would I lie about something like that to you?
But man, we talk about practice.
I don't care if you did or not. I never seen you do that in the course.
Well, of course not.
You haven't seen him putt 100 and some odd times.
No, I have.
You only see him, over the years, I have.
You only see him putt 40, 50 some odd times around.
Yeah. You've been to our golf tournaments, Craig. Yeah. We've gone 184 times around to try to make a 5-foot putt.
Y'all have, but not Todd necessarily.
Yeah. All of us together.
We're making this. We're not moving on.
From the Netherlands.
It's not going to translate to the course.
No, hell no.
I never thought that for a second.
Yeah.
But it kept me.
You can golf, man. Everybody's golfing, Todd. Everybody's doing it.
I know. I talked to a bunch of golfers, and it's it's the safest thing ever. I'm still.
I'm still not comfortable.
I drive by a golf course not far from my house, and I see four guys on the green, yep, all, you know, right on top of each other.
High-fived each other. I still see two guys, yeah, in a cart together that aren't husband and wife, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you can't not high-five.
Yeah, that's true.
If you see two guys in a cart together, chances are they're not husband and wife.
Well, what I mean is family members can be in the same, yeah, cart together, right?
Well, if they live together.
No, usually two 60-year-old guys don't live together.
If they do,
they can touch the same balls.
Yes. Now, in the course I walk past, I do see a lot of people walking, and I do see four carts separately, four different dudes. But once in a while, I still see two dudes back together, like hanging out, you know, all around the green.
Well, it doesn't affect them, apparently.
Well, the bars are open now. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I'm with you. I'm not comfortable doing things still, but a lot of people are.
Here's what they're doing.
Sports bar I drove past was packed this weekend.
At a local.
To watch the big game?
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing.
This is a local club now. 20-minute tee times. They separate the tee times, yep, by 20 minutes.
That's good.
Every other mat.
Are you allowed to go off by yourself?
I suppose.
They're gonna let one guy go out in 20 minutes and not team you with people?
I doubt.
I know. I'm with you on that.
That's a good question.
If they let you go by yourself, that'd be appropriate thing to do, but they want to keep making cash. And they'll shove three guys with you.
Because in normal days, that'd be three sets of tee times right there.
Right.
On the range, every other mat, so they skip a space, you know, for the slots on the driving range.
All right.
No one inside except to use the restroom. Pro shops only open to one person at a time. Limit 10 minutes. One person per cart unless you live with that person.
Can you bring your own booze? Or the bars open in these clubs?
Doesn't say.
It's a public course, right?
Well, it's a country club.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't belong there, so you can't go there anyway.
Well, I can if I go with this guy.
Can you use your 10 minutes at the pro shop just to browse?
Yeah.
Find anything? No, I'm just looking. Let me know when it's been 10 minutes.
Yeah. I need a ball
marker. That's what I was thinking about, too, because there were stores, certain parts of the country, they're allowing stores and only about five people in at a time. If you were in there, and I saw people in line at these stores, like for clothing stores, I'm thinking, if you're in there just looking around, are they pissed at you?
They'd have to be.
I know.
You're one of the five? Nah, just looking.
I'm just looking. Nah, I don't need anything, and you walk out.
Oh, you got pants, huh? Yeah. I see.
I'm good. Yeah. I just wanted to see them.
Do you think people are just out in stores browsing?
Yes.
I suppose they are.
If you're one of the five people allowed into a store, a clothing store, it's a smaller clothing store. That's what I saw. And there's people in line waiting. They don't care. Once you're in, it's about you, right?
I wasn't a browser before the pandemic.
No, but you guys aren't browsers.
You get in, you get out.
Guys are not browsers. Women are browsers. They could walk through a store and walk out.
I'll browse if I'm waiting for my wife to like finish up some shopping.
I'll do that,
yeah,
too.
Right.
I'll be like, those shirts are dumb. Are you ready? Can we leave?
I just generally assume there's a bench somewhere I need to seek
out. Me too. I've done that.
There's got to be a bench around here somewhere. Let me go find it.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's right outside the changing room. Like, I always feel like a creep sitting there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, so you're going to go in there and take your clothes off, huh?
I told this story years ago, and it's really wild. I was at a store like that with my wife. It was only a women's store, too. So I'm standing outside, and she's in the changing room. And there's mirrors all over this place. And I'm standing not even near the changing room, off to the side.
And I never thought it would happen to me.
Right, exactly. I glance into a mirror on the other side of the store. But that side of the store catches another mirror, and that side of the that mirror catches right in there.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, like a 19-year-old girl opens this thing up, and she's in bra and panties standing there. And I'm not anywhere near her, but I see like two different angles. I go, whoa. And I
just, all right.
So I stopped looking. I turned to go the other way. I'm thinking, even through like five angles, I don't want to get snagged checking that out. But I'm thinking, but I was going to tell them. How do you tell them?
You can't?
No. Because then.
Hey, you can totally see into the changing rooms. If you stand right here and look here.
Exactly. It was so weird. And I wanted to tell them, to be honest. I'm thinking,
were you waiting for her to motion you to come on in?
She didn't see. She didn't see me either.
That would have made it even worse.
Once again, I was nowhere near her, Todd. It was like I was looking through a mirror. A mirror hit another mirror, and that mirror went into the changing room. And like I said, I know where the store is right now, but I'm not going to walk in there. I should go there and just hang out.
That was just the universe smiling on you, man.
Yeah, it was. I except mean, for the fact is, I did want to warn them, but then I don't want to say, excuse me, I just saw that 19-year-old girl barely naked in there, you know?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you can see into the changing rooms. Bye.
Bye. I'm here waiting for my wife.
I'll be outside.
Yeah.
I'll be back tomorrow.
We had some of those stores just have like couches that just face right at the changing room.
Right, right. By the way, Google changing room in porn. A guy gets in there with his girl, and he's changing his clothes, and they just do it right there. It's reality stuff. It's really hot.
Yeah, you should have just followed her into the changing room that day. Like, nope, I'm just going to come in there with you because it's creepier if I stand out here.
But it was a curtain kind. It wasn't the door kind. You know?
Well, still. I think it's less creepy. I honestly do. I think if you're in that situation.
Oh, yeah. That's why I walked away, because Nick's right. If you're anywhere around it, like you said, there's just a bench there. And you're waiting for your wife, and you're like a grown man. Somebody walks out, and you go, yeah.
And anytime a door opens, you look up to see if it's her, and it's not. What are you waiting for, me to come out of the changing room? Like, no.
Well, it might be different for some other dude who doesn't look as guilty as we do.
Yeah, well, that's just dudes. Yeah.
No, I mean, but there's some other dudes that look harmless. Right. You know, your khaki wearing polo shirt tucked in.
They're the
suburban
creepy ones.
Dad.
But they're the creepy ones.
Then there's us.
So yeah, now you have a phone. You can just distract, like, look at the, you know, you have to stand and wait for the doors to open.
And to get good photos.
That is what you look like you're doing.
All right. So the malls aren't open, right, in Omaha yet?
I have no idea.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Again, I didn't do that before the pandemic.
I know.
I didn't go to the mall.
I know. I know I think the mall where the Funny Bone is, it's an outdoor mall. That's closed. I'm pretty sure it's still pretty closed.
Yeah, I haven't wanted a pretzel bad enough to go to the mall yet.
Once again, we need one of us to venture out, because we're not.
No, we don't need to venture out.
No, I know we don't. I'm just trying to relate to people that are out there, and they're out there.
They're
everywhere.
I'll take the call, and I'll not venture out.
Right.
I almost bid on this weekend. I saw one of the movie theaters in town was selling. You could call up, you know, or you could do it online and order pickup of a giant bag of movie theater popcorn.
Oh, really? Okay.
For like $20, you got like a half a garbage bag full of movie theater popcorn.
That's pretty cool.
And it came with like a bucket that you could bring back to the theater, and they'd refill for like next to nothing after they start showing movies again.
Yeah, but did they throw in a bucket of butter?
No.
That's what you need.
That's the thing. It actually said the butter topping wasn't available.
Yeah, see, that ain't right. What's the point?
No, you got the butter. You're going to eat that crap, right?
I got butter at home, but...
It's not movie theater
it's not the
butter.
Same.
No, it's not.
It's not that horrible oil.
Yeah, you got to have that.
That they call butter.
That's not real butter.
You want artery-clogging butter. I'm
you
got to
have the artery-clogging movie theater butter. Slime.
You come with like a paint popcorn. Can full of that.
Yep.
You want the true theater popcorn experience.
Yeah.
And you can't do that without the greasy butter.
You can turn the butter machine on. Come on.
Thank you.
Well, I think by the time they bag it and get it to you, it
just settles.
It probably would have solidified.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's all right.
You can dip it in this butter paste.
Yeah.
I'm still in.
It was like 20 minutes drive from my house, and I was really looking at it going, wow, $20. Yeah. I might drive down there and pick some up.
Yeah, I haven't been going. It's depressing. My phone, like, anytime I get in the car, it'll be like, it'll know exactly where I'm going. It'll be like, oh, 9 minutes to here. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. That's where I'm going. Man. Like, oh, you can get to work in this amount of time. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, home's this far away. Yeah, it is.
That's what I do.
I'll be there.
I caught myself on the interstate here over the weekend or last week sometime. It's like, I don't know the last time I drove 65 miles an hour.
There you go.
I haven't left neighborhood streets in a month.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
From the Netherlands, the National Institute for Public Health and Environment, RIVM, said late last week, it makes sense that as a single person, you also want to have physical contact. Yeah. According to the new guidance, if you take appropriate measures in the Netherlands, then there should not be a problem with meeting up with someone to have what they call a sex buddy.
All right.
Sensible precautions, no including kissing, ensuring that both parties have been safely self-isolating and have not been exposed to the COVID-19.
Three holes, no waiting.
The document says meet with the same person to have physical or sexual contact, for example, a cuddle buddy or a sex buddy, provided that you are free of illness.
Take your temperature, take off your pants.
This hot enough for you?
No means yes, and yes means anal.
That's
make good arrangements.
Whatever you're into, Todd.
Make good arrangements with this person about how many other people you both see. The more people you see, the greater the chance of spreading the coronavirus.
Yeah.
They say do not have sex with your partner if they have been isolated because of coronavirus. And they do remind people that sex with yourself or with others at a distance is possible. That would be your safest sexual partner in the pandemic.
Sex with yourself at a distance sounds weird.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll do it over here, you do it over there, and we'll look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And is sex with others at a distance really sex?
It's not even possible.
Well, some people consider it to be.
Watch me. Yeah. Wow.
There's two people whacking in the same room.
Whether it's on the computer, screen.
We can assume there's a girl in there, too, by the way. We never thought of it that way, guys. We're all hetero. All we're dropping is the gay bomb on each other.
It's just two dudes aiming for a bullseye in the middle of the room.
I'll make my own butter.
Preliminary data from an ongoing Kinsey Institute study suggests that going without sex during quarantine can affect not only our sex lives, but our overall physical and mental health, including raising our blood pressure and stress levels. Yeah. And possibly even increasing the risk of prostate cancer for men if they aren't finishing frequently enough.
Pull it off, dudes.
Who are you talking to?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Does not matter.
They did this story yesterday about loneliness on CBS Sunday Morning. And they were talking about how being lonely, and granted, we're not lonely because we're actually with people even when we go home, but
a lot of people are.
I know, but that was a story. A lot of people are. And they decided to go find a monk. He lives in some monk place in California.
A monastery?
A monastery?
Yeah, they call it a monk place.
Where monks live.
They call it a monk place. He lives in a monkery. It was a monkery, right. And I'm thinking, why are they interviewing this guy? Because, you know, he even sounded like it sucked. He goes, you know what? This is a line he used about being a monk, about being solitary. He lives there by himself, apparently. And he goes, you can be in your own head because you don't have to worry about what's coming up next because what's coming up next is nothing. And I thought, that's not cool.
That's depressing.
That was the story. That was the line he used. I said, that's not helping, monk boy.
Right.
I said, the rest of us are not like that. I don't want to think about the future as, what's happening 2 hours from now? Nothing.
Yeah. Total. That's a horrible example.
It was a horrible example because I'm thinking, why are you interviewing a monk?
Let's talk to Guy in Cave.
Right. Right. I said, the rest of us aren't monks for that reason. We want something to do 4 hours from now or an hour from now.
Well, that guy's taking it to the extreme.
I know. Oh. And they found the guy. Did you stop on that story, Puss? I think I might have missed it.
I saw the tease.
But I left it on, and I left it on. It was just like, okay, I'll watch the lone one.
I'm surprised he even allowed them to come in and talk to
him. That's what I was surprised, too, yeah.
Because he's not living in the moment then.
No.
He's living till he sees himself on CBS Sunday morning.
The interviewer goes, are you lonely? Go, oh, yeah, I've been lonely. I'm thinking, yeah. And then he goes, but the worst part was you let your mind drift, and you can be inside your own head, and you don't look, and what you don't have to worry about what's happening 2 hours from now, because his line was, nothing is happening then. I said, this dude, jeez.
That's tough. I'd rather hear from somebody that experienced a long layover. How'd you get through that?
They also did a story on dreams. I watched most of that.
Yeah, I did see that.
And besides melatonin, because we always blame it on that, it's basically the pandemic. Pandemic dreams now are all more vivid, all crazier, and we're all going through
it. Right, because people are anxious.
Right, and also people that, this isn't us, but people are getting more sleep because they're not doing anything. So the longer you sleep, the more you'll dream.
And apparently, in some cases, Oprah comes after you with an axe.
Yeah, that was a weird.
Or no, a chainsaw. Yeah. It was a chainsaw.
A chainsaw, yeah.
Yeah.
But even that didn't sound weird to us. I've had weirder dreams than that, you know.
I could see Oprah doing that.
Yeah.
Stedman's in the corner with a sword.
You know what's coming up next? Nothing. It was a horrible story.
Right.
The interview's going, why? I could have been with Graham Nash in New York. And I'm sitting there with a freaking monk.
No, we're here.
I could be interviewing Jerry Seinfeld on Skype. No, you give me the monk guy.
Shut up and live in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, monk.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.